Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 28th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple this week announced the M6 chip as part of a new Mac Mini. But one interesting thing to consider is what the M6 reveals about what's to come with the iPhone 18 Pro. The M6 is Apple's next generation silicon, and it belongs to the same family of chips as the iPhone 18 Pro's upcoming A20 Pro processor. M6 is, of course, more powerful than the A20 Pro chip that will be used in the iPhone 18 Pro, but because M6 and A20 Pro are part of the same family of chips, the upgrades announced for the M6 also reflect changes coming to the iPhone. For example, the M6 chip is Apple's first 2-nanometer processor. The A20 Pro will also use this new 2-nanometer fabrication process, which Apple highlights as enabling a major leap in performance and power efficiency for the M6. We've suspected for years that the transition to 2-nanometers would bring bigger-than-usual gains, but the M6 details confirm that. A20 Pro might not have the same number of GPU and CPU cores as the M6, nor will it have the dual 16-core neural engine. But thanks to the 2-nanometer technology, it should bring big improvements to performance and efficiency. We'll learn more about the A20 Pro when Apple announces the iPhone 18 Pro lineup and the iPhone Ultra in just 2 weeks. Next up today, a new report from analysts at IDC has details on just how many foldable iPhone Ultra units Apple might ship during the first year. According to IDC, Apple is expected to deliver more than 10 million shipments for its first foldable iPhone in the first year, despite a price tag expected to be at least $2,000. The IDC analysts also say that Apple's entry into the foldables market will help avert a double-digit percentage decline for foldables this year. In fact, they now expect that foldable shipments will grow by nearly 13% this year and up to 18% next year. In fact, the IDC analysts say that Apple will account for 40% of all foldable shipments in 2027. This data from IDC, as well as recent research from Counterpoint, paints an optimistic picture of how well the iPhone Ultra will do in its first year. This comes despite some skepticism around the category of foldable smartphones. But between the iPhone Ultra and Samsung's latest Galaxy Z Fold 8, it seems that the market is poised for growth as we round out this year and go into next year. In other news today, Apple Wallet driver's license support has just expanded to Virginia, its 15th state. Starting this week, people in Virginia can add their driver's license to the Apple Wallet app for digital access on iPhone and Apple Watch. You can do this by going to the Apple Wallet app, tapping the plus icon in the upper right corner, scanning the front and back of your driver's license, then verifying your identity. Once you've added your license to Apple Wallet, you can use it at TSA checkpoints at more than 250 airports in the United States, as well as select businesses and other venues. Following Virginia, several other states are working on support for Apple Wallet licensing, including Kentucky, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Utah, Connecticut, and Mississippi. However, if you're in a state without Apple Wallet driver's license support, Apple launched a new digital ID feature last year powered by your U.S. passport. This lets you add a digital version of your passport to Apple Wallet that you can use at TSA checkpoints, and it's available regardless of what state you live in. You can learn more about digital driver's licenses in Apple Wallet with full details on where you can use them at the link in the show notes. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. If you're building apps, editing video, or managing client work on your Mac, your files are changing constantly. iCloud keeps everything in sync across devices, which is great for access. Time Machine gives you local backup. Backblaze adds automatic off-site protection with version history, so you can restore earlier versions or recover everything after a drive failure. You install it once and it just works in the background. For anyone who depends on their Mac every day, that complete setup makes sense. Start your free trial today at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and use code 9to5daily for 20% off. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Rounding out today, we have more details on limitations of the iPhone Ultra. These are features that Apple will compromise on the iPhone Ultra in order to deliver that foldable form factor. First, the iPhone Ultra will reportedly have two cameras, including a main camera and an ultra-wide camera. Those cameras are expected to be 48 megapixels, similar to Apple's other recent iPhone models. The foldable iPhone, however, will not have a telephoto camera, so you won't be able to optically zoom to 4x like you can on the iPhone 17 Pro. According to various leaked iPhone Ultra dummy units, the device will also not have an action button. In fact, it appears it will be Apple's first ever iPhone without a mute switch or mute button of any kind. The dummy units show that the left edge of the device is completely bare. The side button and the camera control button, meanwhile, are on the right-hand side of the phone, while the volume buttons will be located along the top edge, similar to the iPad mini. The iPhone Ultra is not expected to have Face ID. Instead, it will reportedly have Touch ID in the side button. This will mark Apple's first flagship iPhone without Face ID since the technology first debuted in the iPhone X in 2017. For the iPhone Ultra, Apple has opted for Touch ID instead of Face ID because of the device's ultra-thin design. Additionally, it would need two sets of Face ID components, one for the outer display and another for the inner display. So because of those engineering challenges, it's opted to use Touch ID, like it still does today in the base iPad, the iPad mini, and the iPad Air. According to those leaked dummy units, it also looks like the iPhone Ultra won't support MagSafe wireless charging. The dummy units do not show the MagSafe ring of magnets on the back of the device. The foldable iPhone Ultra might still offer standard wireless charging, like the Samsung foldables, but based on current rumors, MagSafe seems unlikely. And finally, according to sources, including Ming-Chi Kuo, the iPhone Ultra will be eSIM only worldwide. The iPhone 17 and iPhone 17 Pro are eSIM only in the United States and select other countries, but in markets like China, the devices retain their physical SIM card slot. This, however, will not be the case for the iPhone Ultra. So it's clear that Apple's foldable iPhone will come with several major compromises. The question is whether the utility of the innovative folding design is enough to make up for those other limitations. Apple is reportedly set to announce the device as part of its Surprise and Shine event on September 9th. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it is very helpful to us if you head to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.